A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it to my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe, and Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, and the Holy Mother Church also declared that today is also the Divine Mercy Sunday, and today we're especially reminded of the boundless love and mercy of our Heavenly Father, who had addressed in our opening prayer today, as we heard from Father Andrew, "God of everlasting mercy." Continuing on. So today we see God's everlasting mercy, and today we understand why Jesus is called a person who gives the divine mercy, the ability to forgive one another. And it's only through God he allows the true mercy to be given. And my generation will call that an awesome God who would, you know, be able to forgive, and he has the ability to take away all our sins. And this divine mercy was fully revealed to us through the sending of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who became the Savior and Lord through his suffering. And then we see the Paschal mystery of his life, death, and resurrection to give us the true meaning of who Jesus is. But we understand all this, and we experience this through all our time during Easter. But then if we see our gospel today, there is a second part that Jesus really wants us to focus on. And in this, we see the Apostle Thomas and his doubt. And With this, we're asked to look at his faith and understand why we actually need faith and what's the importance of that faith. Because to receive the divine mercy of God, we're asked to have that faith, believe in God, or else the whole thing would be up in the air and has no meaning. So in our gospel, we encounter that profession of faith by Thomas by saying, "My Lord and my God." And upon Thomas seeing the risen Lord and touching his wounds, he was able to believe. But through Thomas's doubt and subsequent belief, Jesus showed his mercy to the doubting apostle, emphasizing that importance of having that faith and having that faith for those who haven't actually seen him. But what does this mean for each and one of us here? It means embracing that living in a dynamic faith, exemplifying by our apostle, St. Thomas, and that we're asked to believe, even if we haven't seen him. But then for us here, we experience Jesus, especially this past week through Easter, when we saw the rebirth of Jesus. And even through Lent, we journeyed with Jesus through all this, his adult life and what he experienced by shown by our Station of the Cross. And then with the church, they teach us that we're asked to have that faith, that unbroken faith, to always continue believing. And I like to quote a teaching from one of the spiritual fathers of what it means to grow in faith. First and foremost, we're asked to believe in Jesus, and we have to know who he is by his whole life. And then from there, we are asked to read the Bible so that we could actually experience and journey with him through his whole life. It's like knowing your best friend being right next to you. You have to really learn someone and their life. You have to journey with them. And so we're asked to continue and read the Bible and have the scriptures and know who Jesus is. And then secondly, we're asked to strengthen our faith by daily and communal prayer. Prayer is our lifeline for our spiritual journey, connecting us with the divine and fortifying our trust in God and mercy and love. Some of us, we may know how to pray, but then there are those many who don't. They believe it's just standing and then just saying words out loud. But then for us, it's something more. We're speaking to God. We're asking God to be in our presence because we're asking him to be around us and help us in our situation and needs. So we must, like riding a bike, keep practicing to learn how to pray so that prayer becomes a second nature to us, so that we know who Christ is and know how to pray. And thirdly, the spiritual father says that we must share this divine life of Jesus by frequently receiving the sacraments of reconciliation and the Holy Eucharist. It's in these sacraments we encounter the merciful presence of Christ. And from there, we're asked to go out and share that divine knowledge, divine presence of Jesus through our own lives so that we could share Christ is love to throughout the world. And we're asked, if we see at the end of Mass, we don't say the Mass is ended and that's it. There is also a phrase that says, go out and proclaim the gospel of the Lord, or any versions of that, and gives us each a mission to become Christ-like, to go out and share what you have learned and share Christ's light with each other. And each and one of us, even though we pray every day, know the Bible like front and back, If we don't share this with other people, then Christ's light is not being spread out to the world. So we're asked to do this. And by doing this, we're also increasing our own faith, that is not just knowledge, but also faith in spirituality, and putting that together, and we're doing God's will, doing God's mission to spread out his good news to the world. And to summarize all this, I'd like to quote St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, and who beautifully puts this: if we pray, we will believe. If we believe, we will love. And if we love, we will serve. And it is through this prayer, belief, and love that we put our faith into action and serving others with the same mercy and compassion that God has shown us. And a lot of people in the world does not know that their sins can be forgiven, no matter what sin. Everyone thinks if because of the sin, they're not worthy or able to come to church or even to love God. But then now it's our mission to go out and share that good news, saying that God's mercy is divine, hence divine mercy, and God's mercy conquers all sins. So today at this Mass, let us pray to God, thanking him for this divine mercy he has given us, and ask the courage and opportunity for us to increase our own faith so that we may continue serving him and fulfill the mission that he has given each and one of us today.